Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The National Stock Exchange might finally be inching towards settling the long-pending co-location case that has posed a major hurdle for the exchange's plan to go public, reports Brajesh Kumar. The settlement terms could be steep, potentially double the 643 crore India's largest exchange paid to settle the 2023 Trading Access Point case. The settlement is also contingent on securing approval from the Supreme Court. A resolution would allow NSE to move forward with its IPO plans. Speaking of IPOs, investment platform Grow is likely to raise $300 million in a pre-IPO funding round at a $7 billion valuation. US-based Iconic Capital is investing $150 million alongside Singapore's GIC, which has also invested a similar amount, report Chandra R. Srikanth and Anand Jay. The funding comes ahead of Grow's IPO. Grow, which has 1.3 crore active investors, has doubled its FY24 revenue to Rs 3,145 crore. The company said it confidentially filed its IPO papers with the markets regulator. While companies prepare to go public, caution is taking hold among wealthy investors. Ashish Rukaiyar reports that recent IPOs such as Ather Energy and Hexaware Technologies saw just a few thousand applications from high net worth individuals, a far cry from the lakhs in January. The trend is being attributed to global uncertainty, with experts expecting an uptick in the response of high net worth individuals if market sentiments improve. And yet, amid the uncertainty, India's appeal as an investment destination remains undiminished. Despite a dip in net foreign direct investment inflows to $400 million in fiscal year 2025 from $10.1 billion in the previous year, the country's attractiveness remains intact, argues Gaurav Chaudhary. Gross inward FDI actually grew 13.7% to $81 billion in 2024 to 2025, driven by strong interest from overseas corporations in manufacturing, financial services, and energy sectors. The decline in net FDI has been mainly due to profitable exits by investors from companies such as Swiggy and Hyundai Motors India via IPOs, rather than a loss of investor confidence. With COVID cases rising again, an old concern is resurfacing. India's COVID vaccination drive shows that only about a quarter of the population has received a precautionary dose, with gaps in second dose administration too, reports Ishan Gera in our data story of the day. Some states, such as Nagaland, Meghalaya, and Punjab, have particularly low coverage. Among the new COVID cases being reported again, the country is seeing a mix of new Omicron subvariants, including LF.7 and NB.18. The saving grace is that in most new cases so far, symptoms remain mild, with sore throat, fatigue, and cough being common, writes Vishwanath Pillar. Check out their stories on moneycontrol.com. Indigo co-founder Rakesh Gangwal and his family are set to offload an additional 3.4% stake in the airline via block trades at a floor price of 5,175 rupees, potentially fetching 68 lakh 31,000 crore rupees, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. This sale is part of Gangwal's plan to reduce his stake in the airline gradually. With inflation now below the central bank's target, a special Money Control's poll of economists and bank treasury heads shows that most expect RBI to cut the repo rate by 25 basis points in June. The Monetary Policy Committee's decision on June 6th is expected to be the third consecutive rate cut after February and April, further supporting economic growth, according to Manish M. Suvana. The repo rate currently stands at 6%. After calling out big food brands for falsely claiming their products were healthy, influencer Revant Himatsingka, better known as Food Farmer, is stepping into the world of entrepreneurship with his own brand of healthy foods. With 2.8 million followers on Instagram, Himatsingka is introducing Food Farmer-approved certification for other brands and his own new line of health food products, report Mariam Faruqi and Chandra R. Srikanth. And finally, India's spiritual tourism boom has come as a bonanza for travel operators. Platforms such as Make My Trip and Ixigo saw a surge in bookings during the Mahakumbh, with solo travelers and young pilgrims making up a significant chunk of the visitors, Mariam Farooqi reports. The trend is expected to continue, with spiritual tourism projected to generate $150 to $200 billion in revenue in the next 3 to 4 years and create millions of jobs. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.